content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from a book titled How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More, 222 Smart Money Saving Tips to Cut Costs, Stretch Income, and Build Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing Joy. And as we continue our readings in this book, we will continue under the chapter Utilities and Home Expenses and pick up with Run Appliances During Off-Peak Hours. Running appliances during off-peak hours can cut your electric bill if your utility provider offers time-of-use pricing. Electricity is cheaper at night or midday in many regions, and running the dishwasher, laundry, or charging devices outside peak hours reduces your rate per kilowatt hour, leading to monthly savings. Well, how to do that? Check your electricity bill for time-of-use breakdowns. Run laundry and dishwashing cycles after 7 p.m. or on weekends. Use delay start features if available, and charge devices overnight, not during the day, and set reminders to shift usage habits. Well, get the family involved in saving. Teach your kids and spouse how to save utilities at home. Turning off lights, shortening showers, and unplugging chargers should be a team effort. Why this works? One person can't manage everything, but when everyone understands the value of small changes, they add up, especially in larger families with higher usage. It also teaches children responsibility and financial awareness. And how to do it? Host a, quote, family energy talk with simple rules. Assign roles such as the light monitor, charger checker, and water warden. And use fun charts or trackers with small rewards. Reinforce with praise when good habits stick. And review savings on your utility bill as a team win. And now we'll move into housing and rent or mortgage. Ask for a rent renewal discount. When renewing your lease, ask your landlord for a rental reduction or to freeze the current rate. You could save hundreds yearly just by asking. And why this works? Well, landlords often prefer good tenants over risking vacancies. If you've paid on time, kept the unit in good shape, or signed a longer lease, they may agree to hold or even reduce rent. It's easier and cheaper for them than finding new renters. And how to do it? Well, ask 60 to 90 days before your lease ends. Mention your on-time payments and your care for the unit. Offer a longer renewal term in exchange. Research average rents in your area to support your request. And most importantly, be polite, reasonable, and ready to negotiate. And refinance your mortgage strategically. Refinancing your mortgage at a lower or longer term interest rate can reduce monthly payments and increase financial flexibility. Even a 0.5 to 1% lower rate can save you hundreds per month or thousands over the life of the mortgage. Stretching your amortization slightly can also create breathing room, especially during tough times. And how to do that? Well, check current rates from at least three lenders. Compare fixed versus variable rates based on your risk tolerance. Run a mortgage calculator to estimate new payments. Talk to your existing lender about rate matching and factor in fees. If the savings outweigh them, then you probably should still proceed. House hack. Rent out a room or a suite. If your home has a spare room, a basement, or garage apartment, renting it can offset your mortgage or utility cost. This is called house hacking. Renting part of your space, even short-term, can generate $500 to $1,000 per month, depending on your area. That income can go directly towards housing expenses. And how to do that? Check local bylaws and your mortgage terms. Clean and furnish the space attractively. List on trusted platforms or through personal networks. Vet tenants carefully and set ground rules, and use rental income to pay down your mortgage or to build savings. And appeal your property tax assessment. Oh, that's a big one. Homeowners can challenge high property tax assessments. If successful, your annual tax bill could drop, sometimes significantly. Why this works? Municipal assessments aren't always accurate. You might be overpaying if your home is overvalued compared to similar properties. Appealing can reduce your taxable value and lower your yearly cost. And how to do it? Review your latest property assessment letter. Compare with recent sales of similar homes in your area. Gather photos, data, or even a realtor's opinion. File an appeal online or with your municipality's tax office and follow deadlines carefully. Most are within 60 to 90 days. And bundle home insurance and save. Combine your home insurance with auto or life to unlock discounts. Many providers offer 10 to 25% off for bundling policies. And why this works? Insurance companies want your business. Bundling gives them more revenue and gives you more leverage for a discount. A family could easily save $200 to $500 annually with a well-structured bundle. And how to do it? Get quotes from your current insurer and one competitor. Ask for bundling incentives or multi-policy discounts. Compare not just price, but coverage and deductibles. Set a calendar reminder to review your policy every year. And consider higher deductibles to lower premiums if you have savings. And downsize or share space smartly. Consider downsizing or sharing space if housing costs are overeating your income. Smaller doesn't mean less, it means smarter. And why this works? Cutting 200 to 300 square feet can reduce rent or mortgage by hundreds per month. If unused rooms sit empty, you pay for space you don't need. Downsizing also lowers utility and maintenance cost. And how to do it? Reassess how much of your home you use. Tour smaller units or homes in your area. Calculate total cost savings, including utilities. Consider sharing space with a trusted friend or a family member. And lastly, declutter to prepare for the transition. And set up a preventive maintenance routine. Stay on top of minor repairs to prevent costly emergencies. A well-maintained home saves money in the long run. And why this works? A $10 tube of caulk can prevent a $5,000 water damage claim. Simple tasks like checking smoke alarms or cleaning dryer vents reduce fire risk and costly damage. Preventive care extends the life of your home's systems. And how to do that? Create a seasonal maintenance checklist. such as spring and fall. Schedule one weekend each quarter for upkeep. Teach older kids how to help. Remember that team effort. Budget for minor repairs before they escalate. And keep a basic home toolkit and supplies on hand. And insulate windows and doors. Seal and insulate windows and doors to reduce heat loss in winter and cooling loss in summer. It improves comfort and also will lower your bills. And while this works up to 30% of heating and cooling energy escapes through poorly sealed windows and doors. Basic insulation upgrades can reduce energy bills by $100 to $300 annually in older homes. And how to do that? Well, install weather stripping around door frames. Use window insulation kits, plastic film, and plus a hairdryer. And add thermal curtains in drafty rooms. Seal baseboards or window with trim, with caulk. And check and reapply insulation every fall. And ask about rent-controlled units. Check whether your building is subject to rent control if you're renting. It can protect you from sizable annual rent hikes. Why this works? Well, in some provinces and cities, rent control laws cap how much landlords can increase rent annually. Being in a rent-controlled unit can lead to long-term affordability and stability, especially for families. And how to do it? Ask your landlord or property manager directly. Check your province or city's housing website. Understand your rights if rent increases seem too high. And document communications in writing. And use legal aid if you need support navigating disputes. And make one extra mortgage payment per year. If you're a homeowner, making just one extra principal payment annually can reduce your mortgage term by years and save thousands in interest. Why this works? A 25-year mortgage becomes 21 to 22 years when you make one extra full payment yearly. The compounding interest savings are enormous, often $15,000 to $25,000 over the loan life. And how to do it? Round up your monthly payment slightly, such as $25 to $50. Apply windfalls like tax refunds or bonuses towards your mortgage. Use biweekly payments instead of monthly to add an extra payment automatically, and track your mortgage balance yearly to stay motivated. Well, now let's move to transportation. Bundle your car trips for savings. Combine errands into fewer trips during the week. It saves fuel, reduces wear and tear, and makes your schedule more efficient. Why this works? Cold starts use more fuel, and short trips strain your engine. Reducing trips can save 10 to 20% on fuel annually. Batching errands lowers gas cost and time spent driving for families juggling work, school, and sports. And how to do it? Create a weekly, quote, errand day with a looped route. Group stores and appointments by location. Use your phone's map app to plan the most efficient order, and keep a family whiteboard or app to log weekly needs. You can also fill your tank once a week to avoid midweek detours. And use cruise control on highways. Cruise control helps maintain a steady highway speed, improving fuel efficiency and lowering stress during long drives. Why this works? Frequent speed changes use more fuel. Cruise control can improve mileage by up to 7% on flat highways. It also reduces speeding and helps make driving more relaxing, especially helpful for weekend family trips. And how to do it? Use cruise control on open roads, not in traffic. Set speed 5 to 10 miles per hour below the limit to save fuel. Turn off a cruise in the rain or on hilly terrain. Teach teens how to use it safely and when to avoid it. And pair with eco driving mode if your car has one. And pump tires to the right pressure. Now, this is something we all need to be aware of. Check and inflate your tires monthly. Proper tire pressure improves gas mileage and helps tires last longer. Underinflated tires reduce fuel efficiency by up to 3%. Most families earn $60 to $90 a year in gas. They also wear unevenly and shorten tire life. Properly inflating them is one of the easiest and most overlooked car care tips. And how to do it? Check pressure monthly with a $10 tire gauge. Find the correct PSI on a sticker on the driver's door. Fill up at free air stations at gas stations. Recheck before long trips or in extreme temperatures. And teach older kids to help as part of vehicle care. And share school drop-offs with neighbors. Start or join a carpool for school runs. It saves gas, reduces emissions, and gives parents a needed break. Why this works? If four families each take one school morning, you cut your car use by 75%. It also helps build community and cuts traffic at school entrances. Less idling means less fuel burned and fewer emissions. And how to do that? Ask trusted neighbors or friends at school. Create a shared calendar or WhatsApp group. Agree on pickup spots, safety rules, and timing. Keep emergency contacts for each child in the car. And celebrate with coffee on your off days. And opt for public transit or monthly passes. When possible, use public transportation. Monthly passes are often cheaper than gas and parking, especially for regular commutes. Why this works? Transit emits fuel, parking, and maintenance costs. A $135 monthly pass might replace $300 to $400 car expenses. It also offers predictability and frees up reading, podcast, or work time. And how to do it? Look up routes to your workplace, school, or gym. Calculate monthly car cost and compare with pass price. Start with 1 to 2 days per week and increase gradually. Use a transit card app to track your usage. And walk or bike the last leg to stay active. And drive less on weekends. Cut back on unnecessary weekend drives. Staying local reduces fuel use, impulse shopping, and wear on your vehicle. Families often use weekends for extra trips, stores, outings, entertainment, which adds hidden transportation costs. Even reducing 2 15-minute drives a week can save $200 annually in gas and vehicle wear. And how to do it? Plan a few car-free Saturdays. Explore local parks, walkable trails, or free community events. Combine necessary trips with fun ones, such as groceries and playground. Encourage kids to bike or walk for neighborhood visits. And walk and talk, family strolls, and make that a weekend habit. And compare car insurance every year. Review your auto insurance annually. Rates change and new discounts may be available, especially for families with good driving records. And why this works? Insurance companies adjust pricing frequently. Loyalty doesn't always equal savings. Family switching providers can often save $200 to $500 a year, especially by bundling or raising deductibles. And how to do it? Use online comparison tools or call an insurance broker. Ask about family discounts, telematics, or usage-based pricing. And bundle with home insurance because it will save you money. And review deductibles and drop unnecessary coverage. And lastly, set a calendar reminder to shop annually. And teach fuel-efficient driving habits. Drive smoother and slower to save fuel. Harsh acceleration and braking waste gas, especially in city driving. And why this works? Aggressive driving lowers gas mileage by up to 33% on the highway and 5 to 10% in town. Smoother habits save money, reduces maintenance, and makes rides more comfortable for the whole family. How to do it? Accelerate gradually and brake earlier. Avoid jackrabbit starts at green lights. Use eco mode if your car offers it. Don't idle unnecessary and turn off your engine. Coach your teen drivers to adapt these habits early. Walk or bike short errands. For errands within 1 to 2 kilometers, skip the car. Walking or biking saves money, adds exercise, and cuts emissions. Why this works? Short trips are fuel inefficient and tough on your car. Replacing even 2 kilometer drives per week adds up. You also avoid parking headaches and engage your family in active living. And choose a walk zone radius around your home. Keep a stroller, wagon, or bike helmet by the door. Use a backpack instead of a trunk for small loads. Try walking to school, library, or convenience store, and make it a fun routine, not a chore. And delay your next vehicle purchase. Keep your current vehicle longer by maintaining it well. Delaying your next purchase can save thousands over time. And why this works? Cars lose 20 to 30% of their value in the first year. Buying new every 4 to 5 years drains your wealth, and stretching ownership to 8 to 10 years with good maintenance avoids new loans and lets you plan your next purchase wisely. And how to do it? Follow the manufacturer's maintenance schedule. Address minor repairs early to prevent major ones. Wash regularly to protect the paint and prevent rust. Save monthly towards your next vehicle. And drive gently to extend the lifespan. And now we'll move into child care and education. Use free educational apps and libraries. Supplement school learning at home with free apps and local libraries. It supports your child's growth while saving on books and pricey programs. Apps like Khan Academy, Duolingo, and Epic offer quality learning for free. Libraries provide access to homework help, workshops, and digital learning, all at no cost. These tools support academic success and help reduce tutoring or material expenses. And how to do it? Visit your local library to explore free resources. Sign up for digital access to ebooks and audiobooks. Choose 1 to 2 age-appropriate apps for your kids. Set learning goals with your child. And use screen time intentionally with learning apps instead of games. And pack school lunches in bulk. Packing school lunches in weekly batches saves money and reduces waste compared to daily purchases or convenience option. Buying school lunches daily can cost $4 to $10 per child. Homemade lunches average $2 to $3. Packing in bulk keeps costs low and ensures your kids eat healthier. Prepping 5 lunches at once saves time during busy mornings. And how to do it? Plan a simple lunch menu for the week. Use bento boxes or reusable containers Prep sandwiches, fruits, and snacks on Sunday night. Freeze portions if needed to keep them fresh. And let kids help pack to ensure they'll eat it. And share child care with trusted families. Coordinate with other parents to alternate child care days. It cuts babysitting or after-school cost without sacrificing safety or structure. Why this works? Hiring babysitters regularly adds up. Sharing care with trusted families reduces your expenses and builds community. Even 1 to 2 shared days weekly can save $150 to $300 per month, especially for preschool or early elementary kids. And how to do it? Connect with other parents at school or daycare. Start with one test day to build trust. Align schedules, house rules, and activities, and keep communication open with a shared calendar, and offer snacks, homework time, and play in a safe space. And shop school supplies strategically. Buy school supplies during seasonal sales in bulk or at discount stores. Plan ahead instead of last-minute panic shopping. And why this works? Late shopping leads to premium prices. Bulk buys, dollar stores, or midsummer sales can cut costs by 30 to 50%. You'll also avoid duplicate purchases when you reuse last year's leftovers. And how to do it? Take inventory of what you already have at home. Buy during back-to-school promotions, July through August. Stock up on year-round basics such as notebooks, glue sticks, and set a small budget, and then make sure you stick to it. Also consider the use of coupons or price match at big box stores. Well, we are again out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.